Try to help if I turn on my mic. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light broadcast for December.
Have a wonderful time cross day today. Today's a very magical day for those of you who have been following the work. Here, let me bring you in a little closer here. Today's a very magical day because today's the 23rd of November, which is when the group said this was going to be the peak energy of this timeline cross that we're in right now.
I woke up this morning going, what's going to happen?
No, we've been in it from the 16th all the way through to today. Now, here's the interesting part. From the overall perspective of what the group talked about with this, and we just did a three-day seminar on how to ground this, how to bring it in, ways of doing it, and we're going to continue that. I will also tell you that we just finished the three-day seminar that we just completed. Absolutely powerful. Allison was a part of it. And, mm-hmm. Oh man, it was really awesome the way this whole thing turned out. But they really talked about these dates right now, and they give some other ones too that going forward. We'll bring you up to date on that. But today is a very magical day because today is the 23rd, which they said was the peak energy of this. Now, from this point, does it go away? Well, that's up to us.
I don't think so.
That's up to us. That's really up to us. It can go away. This can go back to normal in about 3 to 4 months if we don't do anything with it. But that's what the whole three-day seminar was about how we can set almost anything that contains our passion into motion at this time and have a whole wind at our back in a different way. And that many times this is actually one of the things that we're here to work with. And this is an opportunity to change our planet very quickly. So I hope we all can step into some part of the passion. I'd love to give you exact examples, but it's a wide range of things that we can do. But this is a time where you felt a lot of resistance on planet Earth, and there's an opening in that resistance right now.
Well,
it's a big one.
You say now is the time for us to move forward, or else we'll go back to normal. What is normal?
No, there is no normal.
There is anymore. No normal.
That's true. There's no more normal with any of it. But that's an interesting piece that we're doing. So anyway, today's a very special day. Tomorrow's a very special day because we don't know who it is, but somebody's having a birthday. So anyway,
happy birthday to me, and I do celebrate that.
She
I'm
does.
Not one of these people that goes, oh no, not another birthday. Don't pay attention to it. I'm like, let's celebrate. Let's party.
She's older than I am.
Oh, I by a month and a half. He goes for older women. I'm wiser and older.
And she turned 69 tomorrow. We're really proud of that. Awesome stuff. We graduated in 69. We're just a little bit far apart with it. So anyway, about 50 years there somewhere.
Anyway, it is a time for celebrating not only birthdays, but where we're at right now and where we're going. Because can you feel the excitement? There's something going on the energy of this world and within us.
There's a building of energy. It's very quiet. It's certainly not made it onto our television screens. I can't see much on the television screen anymore. It's just filled with all this stuff that's going on. It's just unbelievable.
We don't watch it.
Yeah, well, I try to keep abreast and watch it, but I don't get overly wrapped up in it. That's one of the key elements that we worked with. So anyway, we'll talk about more of that. In December, coming up next month, we have another three-day seminar that we're coming, and I want to tell you about that one because we just played the promo for it, and I'll play it again on one of the breaks. But this is basically a view ahead. Now, we didn't call it a prediction seminar because we're going to go further into it than just predictions. The group does want to tell you a little bit of what's taking place at that point and what's going on, not only in the levels that we've talked about already. We've talked about finances before. We've made some predictions that have been changed. And we're making adjustments to some of those things, even right now as we talk. So what's the latest update on what's taking place? On not only the finances, we'll talk a little bit about politics in the world. We'll talk a lot about energy, what the shifts are, how society is starting to change in many wonderful ways. We'll talk a little bit about technology, some of the incredible things that are hanging on. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're not familiar with what the group is saying, is coming, that alone is worth hanging on for, because this is going to be a real ride with just the technology, just the technological advancements. They're already on planet Earth. Group actually said there was a technology drop some time ago that this actually produced all this stuff. It's just taken all this time to work its way through and to work its way onto our world. But we are about to go through some major technological changes on planet Earth very quickly.
And if we can keep up with it, I tell you, we have our 11-year-old grandson visiting us. And the young people, they're wizards at technology. He knows more about it all than I think we do combined.
He's always in his little screen, of course, playing his games and stuff. But he came back here today just before we started the broadcast. And I think for the first time, he actually got a look around here with all the monitors on and all that. There's like 14 monitors in here and all the different things that we do. And I think he kind of got a feeling for the first time that we may be doing something exciting, that he's just starting to see what his grandparents are into.
Yeah, he's asking about the cameras. He's asking how this happens. And so, you know, it's very the curiosity of the young people. They're the ones that are going to move us forward. And I pay attention to him. If he has something to add about something with technology, I want to ask him more, because they're in tune with it. And it's up to us to be in tune also to move forward.
Okay, a couple of other pieces that I want to bring forward so we can make our announcements and get right into it. We have a lot going on, obviously. Seminars, we're in the process of closing Paths to Empowerment. I'm sure you've all seen it. We've made the announcement several times, but I simply want to tell you, you have only 1 month to get anything out of there, to watch what you want, to download anything that's downloadable, and so forth, at Paths to Empowerment. It has been a part of us that has just been really joyous, and it's with a little bit of sadness that we're actually going to close that site. But the confusion between the two sites and having one over here and one over here has just been unbelievable for the staff to keep up with. So we're making it simple and unity. It's very important to bring unity
now
during
the time.
These times.
I've always felt like there was a confusion and separation, and so I'm thrilled to bring it all into one. And that's it. The thing, we are getting away from any type of separation.
That's
uniting.
That's key. Yeah. That's really what we're trying to do and simplify, to simplify the process for you so that you can find your way into here pretty easily and so forth. Now, we are changing a lot of things. You noticed a little while back we took predictions, comments, and questions and brought it over into the spirit guide section that we charge for. We're making all sorts of adjustments. I have a big vision. I will tell you that we're not there. We're not ready to move completely into it. But I will tell you, this has been a very successful step toward the new energies that we're working toward and toward what I'm going for. So I will simply say that for those of you who are in there, it's $29.95 a month. It's basically the other part of this. So every month we have all these things over here and all these things over here. And that is shifting. Now we're going to change one thing right now today. And that's that we simply don't have enough people asking questions over there. So we move predictions, comments, and questions over there, and we don't have that many questions coming in. So we're moving the comments back to here.
The questions.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring that. We'll actually have them in both places. So the people that have the spirit guide section can ask the question through a special email that is just for that. And obviously there will be very very few over there, so we'll get to almost every one of them over there. Over here we may or may not, so I'll simply tell you that we'll do the best we can with keeping up. But we're going to start that this next month to be able to work with it in that way and see if we can do that. And we of course have we have it all lined up for you here, if I can bring this over.
Well, we miss hearing from all of you and your questions.
Yeah, we do, and we want to bring
that
in.
I'm happy that we're getting back to that.
So, questions@espava.org. You can send all your questions for the Virtual Light broadcast to that address right there. And we'll answer them every week for you so that we,
every month.
So that we have a chance to do that.
It's going to keep us busy.
Good. And the other part about this is that this is the broadcast for December. So obviously this is the close of our year. Very awesome year it's been. So I can't.
It has been a good one.
It's been a great, if you look back at the overall pieces of this, this has been an awesome year. And we just, Barb and I and the staff just had an incredible journey as we did these in-person seminars, both in Belgium and here in Las Vegas.
So much fun.
Oh, they meant the world to us. So we got to reset our energy just by that alone. So thank you for that as well. So anyway, questions@espavo.org. We'll get you there. We'll read those for you next week. And we just have
next month.
Next month.
Whatever. Keep an eye on it.
Time is changing. What am I supposed to say? But anyway, we had somebody who got wind of that and sent in one question for today, so we will ask.
Yeah,
that.
So we'll get to that, and next month we'll get to many more. This is from Ruud. It's R-U-U-D from the Netherlands, so I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He says, in the VL broadcast from November 2019, there was a question answered in which was said that as soon as you pass away, the incomplete consciousness of that person is directly merged and becomes complete.
Correct.
So all the emotional issues and convictions of that person dissolve. But it was possible that a person passed away did not directly merge and would stay in the dimensions of the earth for some time. Can you tell me if this temporary situation with such a person cannot happen anymore? Would it be possible to explain this? What could happen?
Okay. You've got a whole wide range of questions. I'm going to try to answer very quickly. We're multidimensional. We basically have 11 of us walking around in different things, making different choices, and we don't see that. But one of the things that takes place is that we do that because nothing on earth can be perfect. It's very simple. We live in the place of imperfection. But our spirit is perfect. So what we do is we divide up into 11 different rays, 11 different vibrations, and go in different ways. And we're imperfect. We've got all these life lessons we're learning. We learn to lie. We learn to cheat. We learn to do all these fun human things, you know, and so forth. And we're imperfect. But when we go home, the whole spirit reunites together as one, and it becomes a perfect being again. And the only thing, one of the reasons we wanted to, after the group actually wanted to bring this up and to plant this, and we brought this up several times. We just did a whole thing in Lightmaster on this just yesterday or a couple days ago. And they wanted to talk about the path of the soul and really what typically happens in these situations. So if you've got a spirit that's divided up into 11 different dimensions, hiding imperfections, in other words, hiding perfection, rather, when the spirit dies, all 11 dimensions have to leave at the same time. They were born on the same date. They die at exactly the same instant. And they leave. They become perfect again. The spirit becomes perfect. It still has its personality, what we call the core personality, which is the personality of the spirit, not the human. Human, it will come through the human, but in different ways. So with that, the reason the group wants to tell you, talk about that is because many times, well, let's say I'll use myself. If I had a mother or a father or somebody who grew up abusing me, and I have all these negative energies and thoughts and memories and stuff about them and all the difficulties about them, when they go home, the last thing in the world I would want to do is to contact my mother or my father who abused me. What you don't know is they're perfect again. And to have that, they can actually help you erase those energy stamps in a lot of different ways. But most people are very set against going there because of the negative memories and so forth they do. So the group wanted to tell you, when a spirit goes home, they don't carry their biases. They don't carry their miscommunications. They don't carry the misinformation.
They don't have the human attributes.
They don't have the human attributes.
We have these imperfections when we're here on Earth.
Perfect.
So that it'll help us with our life lessons.
Right.
We're here to learn about ourselves, and anything that is imperfection with us is only something to help us gain our wisdom and to get to a higher level. And hopefully by the time you pass and go on home, you've learned quite a lot.
Well, and even if you cross, because we judge each other. So even if I look at somebody and I think, oh, they're not very advanced. I hope they're okay when they go home. When you go home, you're perfect. You just don't ever worry about that. Crossing the veil is difficult sometimes because we resist that. Humans are taught to fight for life. And it becomes very difficult for us to let go and actually cross the veil. And again, the group, we just did that in Belgium and Las Vegas and talked about a lot of that in the Master Healer Seminar
Transition.
We did there for that reason. We are going to have more people leaving. We just had a very dear friend of ours right down the street pass, a very young man in his 50s, I believe.
It, well, early 60s, but it doesn't matter. It's happening. It's almost a little scary. You know, when this happened with our friend, it's like, oh, no, that hit a little close to home. And so, you know, I wanted to hang on to him going, are you okay? How are you feeling? You know, and that's our humanness is to want to make sure that we're all okay. But everyone's going to go home eventually, and it should be a celebration, as being here on Earth is a celebration. True. To enjoy the goods and the bad, the ups and the downs.
Okay, two quick announcements, and then we'll get started. We're going to have two channels today, one in just a couple of minutes to kind of bring everybody together on the same focus, and then we'll go through the process. We're going to hear from Allison. Of course, we heard from Allison the other day because she was a part of this three-day seminar that we put together. And, oh, we had fun comparing notes. It was just because we did it live. We wanted to talk to her live instead of pre-record. So it was just really incredible.
Well, you two really confirmed the truth coming from two different sources.
Two different approaches. But anyway, she's found some very interesting information about the date today and what's going on and so forth. So,
I look forward to hearing that.
Well, I don't think she's going to present that here. She presented it the other day, but she has her own incredible stuff that she's going to be talking about here as well to give us a perspective about December and what's coming. Now, just a couple things I want to say about that. Number one, Allison is an astrologer. So many of you may know that typically, astrologers will do your whole chart for you and tell you what times of year and when the best and what's possibly ahead. But Allison is actually a psychological astrologer, and she does a lot of work with BBC and other television stations as well. We are very blessed to have her here. But I want to tell people, if you book a session with Allison, it's going to be probably quite a bit different than sessions you would normally book with an astrologer. She will take you through whatever's happening in your life and try to make sense of it. She'll do a lot of other things that most astrologers don't do. So when she talks about and gives you the address for her, which is AllisonChesterLambert.com, and when she talks about that, just know that this is quite a bit more than an astrological reading. I wanted to tell people that, because I've had my astrology done several times, and although it's been really helpful, it wasn't life critical. The work that she does could be absolutely life.
She's a very wise woman, and she gives it that very personal touch.
Yeah, so check it out. We will certainly give you that, and she'll be with us here today, as will Meg, as will Barbara. She's got a segment on the human angel today.
And we'll hear from the group.
We'll hear from the group twice. First in the beginning and also at the end. And also we have a journey activation for you. So we don't typically do activations here in the Virtualite broadcast, but group wanted to do one today, and I need to tell you about it. I've told this story before in Lightmaster, I know, but I want to tell you about it because this is the first. You're going to hear two songs in that journey, and the first song is the group is basically Ilra playing the piano, and it's a fascinating piece for me because I didn't even know this was something I had used to hook up with this, but this particular song was Steve sitting down. The group came in and I started playing piano, never touching a piano before. Now, I'm a musician. I play guitar, drums, and so forth. So I sat down, and it just started coming out of me. But the interesting part was that it only came out in a three beat. One, two, three, one, two, three, one. A waltz is basically what that is. And it drove me a little nuts. I'm a drummer. I know this stuff. I want to get into some 4/4 music, which is the most common of all music, and I want to play a little bit with the time signatures and so forth. So all the music that they're giving me is all in three time. It's all a waltz. So I sat down one day on this song that you're going to hear, and I intentionally started a song in a 4-beat because I absolutely wanted to see how the group reacted to that, and they had fun with it. They basically took over and took some really fun pieces of this. Halfway through the song, they changed it to a 3-beat, and you'll hear that today. So I wanted to share that story with you because this is when I sat down to try and do something that I wanted to do, and halfway through, of course, and that's what I call channeling, is that inspiration, that process that comes through when you learn to interpret it in different ways. It's pretty magical. So I hope you enjoy today's activations. We don't normally do them on the Virtualite broadcast, but the group told me they wanted to do this today, so here we go.
Well, we have a busy day ahead of us.
Yes, we do. So we should get over there. Espav, everybody, thank you for being with us today. We love to do what we get to do here, so it's a real honor for us to be here today doing just that.
Thank you for being here with us.
Espav.
Espav.
everybody. Welcome. Okay, we just a couple of minor adjustments here, and we'll get moving right away. Just wanted to check it out. Look at this beautiful lady. Isn't she something?
I've got a halo around me.
You do.
All right, I feel so saintly. Thank you, Steve. Well, I tell you, the excitement is in the air. You know, I've talked before about the months coming to the end of this year and how they can be a time of reflection. But I'm going to let that go because we're done looking at the past. Now is the time to look forward. And that's why I feel the excitement. It's not just because I'm celebrating my birthday. That's always just great fun because you get well wishes from the people you love and many others. And it is a time of great fun. But it's the holidays, and here in the United States, we have our Thanksgiving, which is very important every day of the year to give thanks for what's in our lives. And then the holiday of the Christmas season, or however you celebrate it and with your beliefs. And that is, again, the time to just be with people and to honor each other and just have great joy. So I hope you all are finding this peace, but excitement and anticipation about the future. This next year is going to be even better than this one. The past few years have been challenging for some of us, many of us, and we wonder why. But it's because we were setting up the steps for what's ahead of us. This year has been really one of accomplishments, of growth. And next year will be even more magnificent. So are you ready? Just feel yourself tingling with the possibilities. I know I am. So take a deep breath and begin. We are living in wonderful times. Make each moment count. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am M. I am so overjoyed to be with you this day to mark your timeline. You have such incredible connections coming, and you've made such astounding movements in only recent months. Now, we know that sometimes you can't see it because the chaos on planet Earth is rather large right now, but that's actually a part of what is taking place. You're learning to move through things very quickly. And we have to tell you, you've done an incredible job with this. And now, as things start going forward into the new level, you're going to have much more to do here than you ever thought possible. In truth, you're going to be working a lot of energy in a different way. You're also going to start to be getting some help. Yes, well, you've always had help around you in different ways. But actually, in what's taking place is rather interesting. The family of E had a tremendous amount to do with planet Earth. They're the ones that actually came up with the whole idea in the first place of having a planet with no rules. The first planet, and for a very long time, the only planet of free choice. Well, that is now shifting very drastically because you've won the game. That's the magic part. And what's taking place is everything is coming in at these times. And you're having very rapid movement over here. And you're having very rapid movement over here. And because of the incredible movement in all those areas, you have a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos around it. And a lot of people even getting frustrated and, of course, angry. Well, this is a time to do your light work, dear ones. Many of you have been called in specifically because you're experts at dropping the most important pieces in your path. And we tell you that because when you intentionally set an energy, even if you were to look at the ground and choose a little spot about that big and decide to pour your heart into it, that would have very little effect on planet Earth up to this point. But now what happens is if you were to do exactly that and make a very small spot, every time someone walks over that spot, they'll start to feel a little bit. They'll start to connect. They'll start to feel a little rise. And just for that moment, they'll pick up a little bit of your energy. So the first thing we ask you to do is be very cautious to use the purest energy you can. as you do that. But now is a wonderful time to start planting your intention, your vision of the new world, your ideas of what you love and where your passion is. Because those are the pieces that you brought from home specifically that only you could carry. Other people can carry similar ones, but you see, when you're trying to describe and to create something as vast and as wide and as ill-defined as what you call heaven or home, the truth is, it's very difficult. It doesn't fit here into your reality. But the more that you can bring in, the more that you can bring from having a vision of artwork, the more that you can bring to translate music on your planet from home, anything of that nature, right now is a perfect time. Plus the fact that many of you, of course, are in areas of running things and doing things differently. But from right now, from this point forward, all the way through the end of March of 2020, you'll start to see that you have opportunities to ground things very quickly. Now, that is only the last few days. And we tell you that because as of the 23rd, this was the end of the cosmic connection, the end of the timeline merge. And it wasn't an exact merge where it crossed it this way. It basically is like this. And the reason that this is here and lasted for so many days is it opened up a wide part in every human's heart. And that means that you can change a lot with people's hearts. When you go to the heart energy, everyone particularly agrees. It's when you get into the head and you have belief systems and thoughts and ideas and concepts and goals and all the rest of it that it gets very confusing. So at this point, we're going to ask you to start building with your heart. Find ways of using something that you're passionate about and working with at this time. And that, dear ones, can lock this energy open. If you use it and open this door, it will literally hold this opportunity window open. And that's what we're looking for. You've done an incredible job, dear ones, of working with this energy. Playing the game of pretending to be a human when, in fact, you're just a spirit. But you're doing really well. We see you, dear ones. We love what you're working with. And we're more proud than you could possibly imagine. But know that you're never alone. You're going to start getting help from a lot of different areas. We'll tell you much more about that going forward. Even the areas of technology, which are slightly ahead of most of the human heart right at this moment. But you will have the opportunities to catch up with a lot of it and to master many things right in front of you at these times, because that's what we wish you to look at. Every time you see chaos, every time you see difficulties, you see separation, which has been rampant on your planet, imagine what it would be like without it. Hold that vision, hold that energy, if that wasn't there, and you could just communicate from the heart. And in doing so, dear ones, you will start to rebuild planet Earth. You'll start to work in different ways, and your whole game will start to change. You'll have the opportunities to connect to each other in the same ways that you used to in Lemuria. Those magical times are returning now. Enjoy the journey, dear ones. Know that you're never alone. We are with you all the time. And we love you dearly. So the greatest of honor, we ask you to treat each other with respect as you step into the magic world. Create magic together. Know that you're always working in that harmony. Hold the door open for each other. Every opportunity, and play well together. I am M. Espavo.
Espavo. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Virtualite broadcast. See you then.